This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live. You can call in and talk about whatever you want here on this live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
We are live 7 days a week from 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern Time every day of the year. So if it's between 7 and 10, you can listen to Free Talk Live. You can call Free Talk Live. We're here for you. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about the election and the Dakota Access Pipeline, and we'll get back to that that article you've got about the Dakota Access Pipeline and the five things we need to know. But first, let's go to the phones. Michael from Longview, Texas, listening on the LRN.FM app. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live. Michael, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? All right, let's put it.
Oh, there we go.
Can you hear me?
Hey, I got you now.
Okay. I was recently researching about how to build a floating duck blind, and I came across this guy called Richard Sowa. It's Richard, but with a T instead of a D, and S-O-W-A for his last name. And he's built an island using plastic bottles. And, I mean, you can't really create a new government. I mean, what is it, liberal land? I mean, they've got, what, a few acres or something?
Yeah, they got a few acres.
It's not big.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this dude, by himself, he's created this island that I think about 5 years ago was about 80 foot in diameter. And basically all it is plastic bottles, and he puts pallets and plywood on top of it, and then he puts dirt, and he's got all these plants on it.
Yeah, he grows stuff on it. Yep. I've seen a small video on it. I don't know if it was on YouTube or where it was that I saw the video, but I did see some video on this guy and his floating island. But it seemed like his island was really close to the land.
Kind of get the impression that this is out in the middle of the ocean somewhere. But yeah, I'm looking at some pictures of it, and it looks like it's in a lake.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be on an island made of recycled, basically reused, plastic bottles in 10-foot seas.
Yeah. I mean, in 05, the first one he built got wiped out by a hurricane. But, have you heard of this place in the middle of the Pacific that they say is full of just plastic and trash and stuff that's just
the
floating out
patch
there that... Yeah, they say it's the size of Texas. So imagine if you got one of these islands over there, and every day someone has a little skimmer, and they're just adding this floating stuff to another bag they're putting under this island. And eventually, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I mean, I could imagine that one day somebody could do that, and I mean, it's not going to be the size of Texas, but it could be pretty big eventually.
Well, that's where I love to see innovation like this. This is taking things that it's somebody else's garbage.
Yeah, sure.
And you're turning it into something productive by applying your sweat,
labor,
equity,
yeah,
your labor, and your intellect. And I think it's a really cool thing. I wish him the best of luck. And I think it's kind of interesting that you were talking about doing a floating duck blind on the cheap, by using things that other people don't even care about. I think it's cool.
I guess I, again, I obviously we don't know, we can't, innovation's amazing stuff. I'm highly skeptical of applying what he's done to, any place that has any kind of currents or waves or anything like that, which pretty much means every place that isn't a lake or something. I just, I can't imagine this working out in any kind of seas and people putting their lives on the line, you know, floating on pallets and bottles in the middle of the Pacific Ocean or something. But okay. I don't know. I wouldn't be able to propose what's going to happen. I wouldn't want to spend a whole bunch out of time out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean anyway. And the other thing is that when hurricanes come, it's nice to have a boat that moves.
You know? Get out of the way. Yeah.
Well, our Doug line, we've got a trolling motor on it now. So, I mean, we can just move it wherever we want in the slough. But, Mark,
can you explain this to me? You have a duck pond that's in the water?
A duck blind. We built a deck, and we put it on top of these blue 50-gallon barrels, six gotcha. Of them. And it's just floating out there. We've got a trolling motor on it so we can move wherever we want.
Yeah, it's just a homemade raft.
Yeah. Okay, if you don't like the island idea, can you imagine, you know, a scenario in the future where there would be, you know, floating countries?
Sure. So if you go to the Seasteading Institute, and there's several organizations with whom they're working currently, they're attempting to come up with things that would currently be able to handle, you know, living on the ocean. But this happens already. There are cities that float on the water, we call them cruise ships, and they're completely self-contained. Now, these things are fast. I don't think something has to be quite as fast as a cruise ship. Cruise ships have to get from interesting place to interesting place so they can charge people more money. If you're talking about living someplace, you don't need quite as much money. You can go much more slowly, and, you know, the hulls of, say, old ships could be used for this sort of thing. But there's a cruise ship called The World, which you can buy a condominium in.
Right.
Well, you, if you have a lot of money. Not perhaps you, but certainly not me, could buy a condominium on this boat. And rich folks, they come to the condominium, you know, they get on at a port, they go as long as they want to go on the boat. They vote like a year and ahead of time where they're going to go and what they're going to see. Mm-hmm. And this thing just circles the globe. And it's fascinating. This is already occurring. And the amazing stuff is that, you know, people say, what would you do without governments? There'd be no roads. They don't need roads on a cruise ship. There'd be no, you know, what about the police? Well, frankly, these people seem to do just fine with a little bit of security on the boat. I mean, I imagine the security guard is probably growing old and bored pretty quick. Go ahead, Michael. Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of this World cruise ship, but...
Now you know.
Yeah, I understand how cruise ships are, you know, they're kind of their own little country, too. They got to manage themselves. So
they get 3 miles out, they start gambling, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think, thanks
for the call, Michael.
I think what I would take out of that is there's definitely a whole lot of interest in this concept that the land, you know, the land that is on the earth is finite. As is the water, but
70% of the globe is water.
Exactly.
You know, there's
a whole lot out there, but yeah, and they have there have been designs for floating, you know, large floating structures that have been around even before people were really talking about them for liberty. You know, what could we do to, you know, if things become too crowded here, could we move off into the sea? And I think those are intriguing.
The reason I believe that they're intriguing is that essentially when you have a government, you have a monopoly. Right. I mean, if you take a look at the English government, it has functioned as a monopoly for a very long time. Now, I don't want to get into arguments about exactly when, but we can certainly all agree that the English government has functioned as a near monopoly since the late 1600s with the fall of Cromwell. Mm-hmm. And, you know, perhaps further than that, because it wasn't like the English Revolution lasted for very long. I mean, you know, these governments are monopolies, and they tend towards stagnation, not innovation. If you could move quickly and easily without much cost between governmental jurisdictions, that would likely incentivize governments to some extent to be better stewards of their power. And perhaps divest themselves of some of that power, because they're frankly terrible stewards of it. Monopolies are characterized by poor customer service, high prices, you know, just disregard for their clientele. Monopolies stink, and that's why governments stink. yep. as far as providing service. The best ones in the world. I mean, they consider their job to tell you no. Like, when you ring, call a government agency on the phone, the expectation you better have is that you will be told no.
Right.
And that you may be able to turn them around at some point in the conversation, but you better believe you're starting it now.
And it's not going to be easy.
Yeah, that's how that goes. Your thoughts, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live, or you can use Skype. The username is lrn.fm.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. It's the live Saturday edition with Mark
and Chris.
You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We're talking about this North Dakota Access Pipeline, Dakota Access Pipeline protest that's going on here. And we'll take your calls on that subject or, frankly, any other. Freedoms Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state, plus scientific research, too, because I think it's fantastic for that. It's Freedoms with an S, FreedomsPhoenix.com. Let's go to Mickey calling in from Indiana, listening to WIBC. Good night there in
God, no kidding.
Near Indy. Mickey, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi there. I was talking, calling about the Indian standoff in North Dakota.
Yes.
I lived in North Dakota for 6 years, and for the first year, I couldn't imagine why anybody would want to live there.
Right.
Because it was so cold. But the Indians...
Is that somebody from Indiana saying it's too cold in North Dakota?
Well, Indiana has the only state I know that has all four seasons in 1 month.
Go ahead. Good joke.
Yeah.
I usually drop people after their best joke, so you better deliver for me here.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, anyway... Indiana is my home, but I lived there for 6 years, in North Dakota for 6 years, and I'll have to say that I think, the Indians could be called the silent minority, because when we came to America, we just kind of took over everything, and it was government rights against people's government might against people's rights.
Yeah.
And we have, you know, I think we've done great injustice to the Indians, to the Native Americans. And if it's their land, I mean, we've broken just about every treaty that we ever contracted with them.
Yeah.
If it's their land, their treaty, then let us find another way to get around their land. If they don't want us going through their land, I say don't do it.
I think that I generally agree with this. I think there's going to be pipelines.
Right.
But if you're going to run your pipelines, first off, I don't think it should go through anybody's land who doesn't want it,
right,
hasn't sold willingly or whatever.
Period.
And is all you have to do is look at look up auction theory if you don't believe that somehow roads or pipelines are going to get built if you don't if we don't take land from people. Eminent domain is not something that's necessary and is frankly antithetical to a free people. And that's Indians, that's everybody.
Yep.
So you got to start looking out for the rights of others before you expect people to look out for the rights of you, and that's your rights. And so I agree with you completely on that, Mickey. I think they need to have a pipeline somewhere. I don't know anything about this pipeline specifically, but they shouldn't be going through people's land who don't want it. Thank you for the call.
And I'll tell you, part of the reason that it's not that the federal government always just broke the treaty. They didn't always do that. What they would do is say, sue people, we are now renegotiating your treaty, and here are the terms. So this is it. So it's so phony to say that, no, we honor our treaties, yet whenever we want something different in them to fit whatever needs we have, we just rewrite it and say, here you go.
This is the point I was making in the last hour or the hour before that, I'm not sure when, but it bears repeating, is that, look, you and I might have a treaty where, you're not allowed to, I don't know, wear a green shirt when you come on my property. But we could have that agreement.
Right.
But if you say, look, I'm going to bring a dozen deviled eggs, Mark, and I know how much you like my girlfriend's deviled eggs.
Right.
Can I wear a green shirt? Then I can say, well, you know, Hey,
in light of the changing circumstances, right, right. And I love deviled eggs.
About Colleen's deviled eggs here, right? So you know, in which case, I may move on my green shirt, idea.
Right.
So that's in all likelihood what has gone on, because the Lakota have the best treaty of any Indian tribe in America. They essentially have in their treaty a sovereign nation that spans over 5 states. Please don't ask me which ones they are. North Dakota, South Dakota, I think it's going into Montana.
Wyoming, maybe.
Yeah, maybe some Wyoming. You people would know, you know, anybody out there with a computer can look this up, but we've done pretty well giving you a notion of where it is. I believe Mount Rushmore actually sits in their nation. And, you know, I mean, they've taken many times the tribal elders, and I don't mean every one of them. Certainly Russell Means was an incredible activist for them.
Yes, he was.
He sadly died, and that basically whatever the hope of being a sovereign nation seemed to have died with him. But many times the tribal elders continue to take the 30 pieces of silver. So, that's just kind of going to be what happens. And I don't know in this case that hasn't been what's occurred to some extent. All right, well, let's go to the Skype lines and talk to David. David, you're on Free Talk Live, calling in on Skype.
Hey, yeah. I talked to Russell Means on the phone one time. I talked to his son, Tatanka Means, face-to-face one time in 73, Wounded Knee Occupation.
Tatanka was there? What, 9?
No. I segued to the next thing, related thing. I was, 9 years old?
Yeah.
My mom worked at the welfare department, so she had Indian friends. And so I went to all kinds of powwows and at United Tribes of Little Earth right there on Cedar Avenue in Minneapolis, powwows in the park and in the gym.
Wow.
And somebody would invite me to a darn powwow.
Yeah.
But it's not too hard to get invited, and actually you don't need an invite. You can just show up whenever you want. Actually.
When you're in New Hampshire and there's no recognized tribes in your state,
it's a little more challenging.
They really thoroughly killed the Indians over here in New England. Really, I think the only ones I can think of are in Connecticut and Maine.
Those powwows have great buffets.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
On the East Coast, they wiped them out pretty good with smallpox.
And everything. I mean, just more exposure, more time, and, cultures clashing and those sorts of things. Then the white guys would switch sides in the Indian Wars. Oh, yeah, you want us to help? No problem. We'll kill off your friends. And then they turn on them, and just kept on going back and forth.
Yeah, exactly. However, there's as far as being sympathetic to the Indian. So all of my life, I was sympathetic and helpful, and worked together whenever I could. However, lately,
I hear that I hear that there's a however. So I'm interested in what this however is. If you'll just hold the line.
Yes, sir.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way. at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. Then beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. A live Saturday edition with Mark
and Chris.
If you've got Bitcoin, and I want you to go download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. Now, a wallet is a program, an account, accounting program that keeps your Bitcoin safe and secure. And this wallet is called Jax, and you can get it at jax.io, J-A-X-X.io, or the Apple Store, or the download, the Google Play Store, or whatever it is. There's no wallet like it. You can hold Bitcoin, Ether, DAO tokens, Litecoin, just a whole bunch of different cryptocurrencies there. More currencies are coming. There's Shapeshift integration that allows for frictionless and easy exchange between these currencies. It's created by Anthony DiOrio, who is, founder of Ethereum. It's easy to back up your wallet, and please do that, and recover your funds. I had to do that once. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. These things are changing in the future, and if you've got Jax, you'll be ready to change with them. You just go to jaxx.io. I forgot to mention, it's cross-platform, so you can use it on your computer and then use it on your smartphone, the same, different wallet, same wallet, you can do whatever you want. jaxx.io, jax.io. Let's go back to David, who's calling in on Skype. So, David, you had said that you had had lots of Indian friends. We're talking about the Dakota Access Pipeline here. You'd had lots of Indian friends, and you had lots of sympathy until.
Until, yeah. Let me add a couple more points. If you remember, I had described to you previously, or maybe you weren't on the line that night, In Albuquerque, there was even an Indian dude I ran into that after he came up to me and we talked for a while, he described me to me as more res than the res, which was
which I do was remember that line. Yes.
Yeah, a compliment and an insult at the same time. And then I live out of Albuquerque. I go into town for days, weeks, or even months at a time. I sleep in the back of my truck when I go to the city, and I pull a trailer behind to haul things in and out of, haul supplies back home mainly. But I keep it stocked all the time so I can leave and go to the mountain and stay there for months at a time anytime I want to. And so on the streets of Albuquerque, there's plenty of Indians, there's more Indians here in this part of the country than just about anywhere else, off the res. And on many occasions, I shared my water, my food, I've given jackets and socks and phone calls and text messages and rides and all this other stuff happily, to the point where there was one dude, I didn't even remember him, helping him more than one time, but he remembered me with a span of years in between, a Comanche dude, and he took it upon himself to adopt me into his warrior society because he remembered how I had helped him on multiple occasions, asking nothing in return and not even knowing who he was. But anyway, so that's the context. I'm not just some jerk white dude, Wasichu or whatever the proper pronunciation is for that word.
Well, that remains to be seen. Go ahead.
Yeah. So the point is that lately, there's a national program called Native America Calling that's on broadcast out of Albuquerque that goes worldwide on the internet and they have a nationwide network on the FM radio stations Native America Calling NV1 Native Voice 1 is their network.
Okay.
Anyway, so they have a call-in show, and every day you can listen to it just about every day. There will be racist comments about my people, and
what's that mean?
Occasionally.
Oh, pardon? What's that mean? Racist comments about my people.
White people, Europeans. I'm bad. I'm evil. I do this. I do that. I do the other thing. And to the point where if you turned it around and had a white people calling program, and then had primarily white people called in and said every single program multiple comments about other than white people that were would be construed taken as racist without question whatsoever. So that's the context of that. And I used to call in from time to time and helpfully interact with them. On the topics they were on, adding my life experience and thoughts and whatever, trying to combine forces because I actually am oppressed by the white man and the Spaniard, they did the same thing to me as they did to the Indians or the black people. They sold my children, literally sold my children, and I haven't seen them in 10 years. They disappeared. I never saw them again, never had a chance to say goodbye. Very similar story to non-white people. Now, so I can empathize, but when I called in to try to be part of their their community as far as solving problems, just like I do, and you hear me, I'm not a good actor. This is how I am. And so what I present to you is the same thing they heard. They literally stopped allowing me to call into their show to give my opinion to the point of actually blocking my phone number. And so the point is, Indians, and I speak direct to people and not behind their backs, you know what? From time to time I hear you asking for the help of people, non-Indian people. And you know what? Until you stop oppressing me, I can't help you anymore. Well, so that's what.
Clearly, this is a small handful of people who did this.
Right.
And, whatever their annoyances were with you, whatever they might be, it shouldn't reflect on a race. I will say that I think that things are becoming more fractured, factionalized here in the United States, and it's because people are talking sort of at each other and not to each other, and is what my concern is. But people are getting compartmentalized as they're this thing or they're that thing. I would prefer not to be compartmentalized. I don't want to be referred to as any of these one things, but I also am going to, I'm going to look at things and call them, call fair, as I see it.
Yes, yeah. Oh, side thought, the since you mentioned it, the Black Hills, that was not originally the territory of the Sioux, Lakota, Nakota, Dakota. They moved that direction, which might possibly have been, I forget the exact history of it, might possibly have been in conjunction with the white man coming in. They used to be a little bit farther east. In fact, when my grandmother died, her children, my mother, aunt, so on, they just profited like, I don't know what it was, a $250,000 or whatever off the sale of what would have been Sioux territory back in the, when it was homesteaded. But they were pushed off of that land in southern Minnesota and pushed to the lesser, lands that were not as rich of farmlands,
right,
to the west into the Dakotas. And I believe that's when they came into the Black Hills area and adopted it as a sacred space. So that's just one point of history.
I find it interesting that everything's sacred when it comes to sort of whenever we discuss Native American anything, everything's sacred. You know, it doesn't seem, you never hear that subject said when some black guy's getting his house taken from him in downtown Baltimore or whatever,
right,
because of eminent domain. Nobody says it's a sacred space. I think that everybody should be treated fairly, and I think their property should be theirs and should not be taken from them, but
I think it's also a difference in cultures. I mean, the Americans that were here before we were, because I'm not sure I like the term Native Americans. They've just been here longer than anybody
Indian.
Else.
That's what they call themselves.
Yeah, that's good enough for me. They lived off of the land, and the land provided for them, and that's part of their history and part of their folklore and things like that. So I get that, but does that mean that every single square inch of everywhere your tribe has ever gone is now sacred? Or
if that's what it takes to protect it, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, kind of yes, because they're you know, our if you think about European religions or Middle Eastern religions, whatever, their spirituality is creator, and it's Mother Earth and Father Sky, and so that's what gave birth to them, and therefore the earth is sacred and
everything
the sky
is sacred.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Dave.
Thanks.
855-450-3733. Final segment of Free Talk Live. Your thoughts are welcome.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong.
We all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans, ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. online at powerprepper.com. That's powerprepper.com. Experience the new manna difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Paid attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is the final segment of Free Talk Live. We may just be able to squeeze your call in if you make it. 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, or username lrn.fm on Skype. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
So we, I've got, in the business we call paying at the tees, we, you know, talked about this five things you need to know about the Dakota Access Pipeline, and I want to get that, and then we'll get into your calls.
Yeah, so the first thing we talked about was number one, who's opposing the pipeline and why, being led by the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe and a number of other interested parties from around the globe and not just Native Americans. Number two reason, the U.S. government and the Pipeline Corporation are continuing a long tradition of disrespecting Native Americans. The United States has a very bad reputation for treating Native Americans, the original inhabitants of this land, as less than human. In many instances in the past, the land where Native Americans lived was deemed to be of a higher value than the natives' lives.
Oh, yeah.
As such has been the case in North Dakota, not only now, but in the past. According to the Atlantic, the land beneath the pipeline was accorded to Sioux peoples by the Treaty of Fort Laramie in 1868.
Right.
11 years later, the U.S. government incited and won the Great Sioux War and renegotiated a new treaty with the Sioux under threat of starvation. In that document, the tribe ceded much of what is the Laramie land, including the Black Hills of South Dakota, where many whites believed there to be gold. After the federal government relegated the Sioux people to the Great Sioux Reservation in 1851, the treaty was again rewritten and renegotiated by force whenever resources were discovered or when the U.S. government wanted land. And basically they're saying that, you know, as you fast forward to today, this is still kind of the case that, you know, the federal government saying, well, you know, regardless of this treaty, we're going to go by this renegotiated version of it.
Yeah, it's the difficulty here is that, you know, the lawyers are now involved and they, oh, well, this one was changed and there and that. You know.
Right. And you have a company like Energy Transfer Partners, which spends a lot of money in Washington. That's part of the deal, sure, too. You got that cronyism. Number three, violent acts are being carried out in North Dakota, but not by the water protectors. Violence is breaking out in the Dakota Access protest site, but the protesters have nothing to do with it. Pipeline police, bolstered by North Dakota National Guard and sheriffs imported from around the country, have turned the standoff into a war zone. Water protectors are regularly pepper sprayed, tear gassed, and violently arrested. Over the weekend, 127 people were detained in the biggest mass arrest to date. Militarized.
How many?
127 people.
Wow.
Militarized police in the Dakota Access Pipeline site are decked out in full riot gear, armed with military grade weapons, use armored cars and MRAPs with snipers on top, and have regularly used LRADs, a type of mass control dispersal system that uses high pitched sounds
right.
to hurt people's ears.
Sound cannon.
Yeah, yeah. So we have that going on, and there's a ton of. Documented cases on YouTube. You can find them. Look at them yourself. Number four, independent media is under attack at the Dakota Access Pipeline, and the corporate media is ignoring it. And that's one thing I've seen. You don't see this headline on the New York Times.
Corporate media was all over the folks at the Mahuir
right.
Wildlife Reservation thing.
Sure, and, or Bundy Ranch.
Yeah, but they're really not touching this particular issue. And I think it's because of what the reason that I'm going to say here is it sounds as though ownership of the land is sort of in dispute.
Right.
Right, like, I think you should be able to use sound cannons to get trespassers off your property.
Right.
If it is not your property... Like, that's where this gets really, really fuzzy is, you know, right. which one of these treaties is the right treaty.
Right. Independent media's broadcast over the Internet are basically the only reason people around the country and the world now know about the struggling at Standing Rock.
This is true about lots of things on the Internet. So it used to be that, it used to be there was no Internet. Then the Internet would talk about the things that were in the news.
Right.
Then it began that bloggers began to break stories.
Yeah.
And, you know, people on social media began to break stories, and reporters followed the social media in order to get the scoop. And that's what's occurred these days, and lots of people can get stories. This is coming from the antimedia.com. This is a pretty big website in sort of alternative media
right.
out there, and they're getting the story out. So even if... you've got the big news agencies talking about Trump and Clinton the whole time. Well,
right.
You've got the alternative media, and they're pretty big these days.
Yep. It goes on to say, unfortunately, journalists are not immune from the police crackdowns in North Dakota. Dozens of journalists are now being arrested, and an arrest warrant was issued for high-profile journalist Amy Goodwin.
Goodman,
I'm sorry.
Yep.
One independent media outlet... Unicorn Riot saw four of their journalists arrested in one day in North Dakota.
Yeah, so I think that an independent a journalist should be able to embed on one side or the other. Now, I'm pretty sure the cops aren't going to let you hang out and find out a bunch of information from
right.
them. And we kind of know what their story is. You know, they're going to put you off to the PR person, and the PR person's going to give a few minutes of sound bites, and that's it.
Right.
Well, whereas there's a lot of stories to be had on the other side. I'm sorry, there's just no stories to be had on the government side. All the stories are on the protester side.
Right. You're going to get that there, and that's one of those things. I mean, we're just not going to learn about it, and it amazes me that we're only like 15 years into this, into seeing things happen that we never would have seen before.
Oh, yeah. What would happen if there were embedded journalists in the Black Hills uprising back in the 70s? Things likely would have been completely different.
What if there would have been 5,000 camera phones in Dealey Plaza in 1963?
What was in Dealey Plaza?
JFK.
JFK.
You know what I mean.
We'd have a little bit more than the Superior film. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, and the last point they go on to say is just how can you help the opposition? So they're definitely taking their position on this, and they're recommending that people, if you can't make it out there, then consider sending food, water, drinks, supplies, donations.
I'm curious about what's going out there. You won't find me pecking up the F-350 and pulling the trailer to head out there. I just, that's not how this program's set up. It's not that kind of program. But people can call in and talk about it. The thing is that any one of those protesters can pick up a phone and call Free Talk Live and get, a few minutes on a nationally syndicated radio program. We're here 7 nights a week.
Yep.
If a different one called every night of the week, you'd have, new, fresh voices getting to talk about that issue. This is one of the services that I intend to provide here on Free Talk Live. This is my goal, is to let people get a chance to talk on the radio about what it is that's important to them. And they can they can change the topic. There's no doubt about it. As a matter of fact, we'll now go to somebody who's had more time than anybody on the air that hasn't been a co-host. James in Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Like the last caller was on for 2 seconds, I haven't had any chance to speak with you for that long in probably a year and a half. As long as you've been accusing me of wanting to murder your wife and daughter or son, and they're doing just fine in here, Chris. But he calls himself a minister, and he'll never say he's sorry.
That's James, can I interrupt for just a second?
9/11 untruthers. And what's that? I mean, I thought I had a lot of time.
No. I was just going to say, James, I would really like to. You and I have actually had actual conversations.
Can you respond to him lying about me instead of saying the BS right now?
No.
I called in to talk to you, by the way.
I know.
I've been on hold for like an hour.
Hold on. What I would love for you to do is, when I'm on, please call in and please don't attack everybody else. You want to talk?
I don't
run the phones. Yeah.
A guy that calls himself a minister is accusing one of the murder two of his family members and calls me a loon. And he's been saying it for a year and a half. Not to mention, Chris, and a bunch of other stuff that's completely untrue. They've gotten the rocks off, making fun of my anger issues because they accuse me of having 3 Dueys, which I have nothing of the kind. I do end up having had 1 5 years ago in the middle of the night, Christopher, and I'm ashamed about it. Minister,
it happens.
He calls himself a minister. He belongs behind bars, if you ask me, Chris. But I'd be happy to talk to you earlier in the show, when I called in tonight, anytime, Chris.
So when I'm on, please call in earlier, and please...
I will. I already said I did. You have something you want to say to me, by the way? Go ahead.
I just like to have a conversation with you, because we've frequently get
can
to...
Can you ask me a question, by the way, then?
Because no, what I was going to say is...
to apologize. If,
looking for
James, me. You'll never get an apology out of me.
I know.
You've threatened my wife. You've threatened
my
child. You've threatened my family. And you can go and burn in hell as far as I'm concerned, you evil bastard. Okay, if anybody wants to find out what James has said, I've got quotes. I haven't added anything to these things. You can say things James Wittekind says at Facebook.com. This lying lunatic just has been calling for 3 years, and the only way he feels like he can get attention is by threatening people's families. And then he cries because, well, he doesn't get taken right away. It was call after call after call. It's not like I was sitting around. We did finish paying the T's.
Right.
I said that I would get to the calls. I mean, the man has a persecution complex like you wouldn't believe. This is why I believe he's dangerous. People who believe that they're the victim.
VOBTC is the fifth largest mining pool in the world by hash rate distribution. They recently announced they had officially mined their first Bitcoin Unlimited block on October 10th with a Coinbase size vote of 2 megabytes. Almost immediately after VOBTC's appearance at Roger Ver's free speech party in Milan, Italy, the pool announced they would be allocating 100% of their hashing power to mining Bitcoin Unlimited blocks. The team has confirmed they are running Bitcoin Unlimited. To learn more, go to news.bitcoin.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.